All right, welcome back. Bottom of Nun Beis, and we asked the bomb kasha last time. Two seemingly conflicting mishnayos. On one mishnah says the Torah is acquired through 48 ways. So it seems like these are the prerequisites to learning Torah. Another mishnah says, though, if you learn Torah lishma, you merit all these incredible things. So which one is it? Are these prerequisites love of Hashem, love of people, fear, humility? Or through learning Torah, you are then acquire these things. V'dvarim berurim. The matter is clear. Kamoshi is mira gonor of chaim berurim. Zatzal. V'zel shano. Amnam hadvarim itamu heitiv api divrei chazal. These words can be made clear through chazal. Shetam chacham nimshal lakad malei dvash. Tam chacham is likened to like a pitcher or barrel filled with honey. If you put a little water in, then some of the honey is going to come out. If things that are null and void enter him, the Torah will be lost from him. He says, I remember when I was young, I thought that maybe if you put honey into the barrel of honey, honey would come out too. And not specifically, if you put something foreign or worse, will everything fall out? That's the question he asked. But the depth of the answer, the kavana is, when a person learns Torah, azai migiyas haTorah v'asmada, through learning the Torah, through the toil and through the diligence, titgadel v'titcharev, he gets enlarged and expanded. Hakli ba'babad, more and more. Kidei shutol la'achil l'klot, that he can now absorb a kol ha'tichrovus. He expands himself. When a person learns Torah, he expands. He gets bigger. V'nas adam keretz ha'tzvi, like a tzvi. The tzvi is the animal that the skin can stretch. Eretz Yisrael is called Eretz ha'tzvi. The land will stretch when the inhabitants come. A person who learns more and more Torah, he broadens himself. He stretches. He's now open to more hashpah, for more growth. Shakli gadol v'tufach batam l'shir t'chlusa. It becomes and it reaches a maximum ability. If you keep pushing, you keep stretching, you're able to incorporate more. Now we can understand these words. Sheba emes halomei Torah below memcher hakinyanim. Somebody learns Torah without these prerequisites. Azayu kedvar b'talim. Then it's like dvar b'talim. Then the Torah is not going to really sink in. Then dvar b'talim are entering. If he doesn't learn with the proper mindset, with the love of Hashem, the fear of Hashem, the introductory levels, it's a problem, and the Torah is not going to sink in. Aval halomei v'osek b'Torah b'kavana dechila. But somebody who learns at the beginning with the initial kavana kedil zachus la'mencher kinyanim. So that one day he'll get these 48 kinyanim, shebehem ator niknate, through the Torah is acquired through them. Azayat Torah im kinyaneha bayim ke'echa v'lo yifrodu. That the Torah, with his acquisitions, will come at once. You have to start with a love of Hashem, or a baseline level love of Hashem, a fear of Hashem, a humility. And you go into that with Torah, and then it explodes even more. V'zoch l'shtem b'vas achas. You get them both at once. And that's the most proper way to receive these 48 acquisitions. When you desire to work for them, you come and you say, Hashem, I love you. I want to learn. And I view the Torah in the proper lens. And I realize it's the Dvar Hashem. And I want to be humble. And I start this way. That's my prerequisite. And then I get into Torah. Now the Torah is going to have a tremendous impact. It's going to seep in. It's going to expand us. And we're going to explode. Somebody learns Torah because he wants to love the Eibishter. So therefore, is learning through Torah that came initially through love of Hashem. The Torah is going to increase the love on the love. You guys, Chab is a beautiful Torah. This is Geshmak. I came with a love, and now I'm learning. The love is just going to multiply. So the answer is both. We start with prerequisites, we start with the proper mentality, hashkafas, and then through Lima Toira, there could be an explosion. Uvavato tiske tamid, and the love of Hashem could be acquired always. Hainu. Habor shemabli shethia avas Hashem poemis belibo. If it's clear, if a person doesn't have the love of Hashem pumping in his heart, lo yichvoz lamol haTorah, he's not going to want to necessarily be olmo b'Torah. Aval migiaso titatze ma'ava. But through his yigia, this is what he focuses on, the ava. Then what's the, but aval migiaso, but if he tries, so I love you, Hashem, but I want more of the connection. Titatze ma'ava b'maylos romas biyoter. The love is going to come in tremendous, tremendous ways. Adkan dvar v'me'irim. Until now, those are the words of this great tzaddik. So we need to start with baseline love and fear of Hashem, and interest and commitment. And once we then start with that hashkafas, and we're yigia, and we toil and invest ourselves, then that love, that fear, the love of Am Yisrael is just going to exponentially explode.